Now what else?
Here's Gruber. So
bad. Welcome back to the program. One of our longest contributors, maybe the longest, Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org about all of his books and all of his writings. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you.
Massive coverage again of a shooting, this time at a country nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California. A dozen people killed, and then the gunman may have taken his own life. But once again, we find that it happens in a gun-free zone, and once again, we find the media completely ignoring it.
Right. I mean, you will search in vain to find any of the news stories on the attack last Wednesday mentioning that simple fact. You know, on the other hand, you'll have people like the newly elected, or the governor-elect there, Gavin Newsom, saying that this proves that, letting people have guns isn't the solution to stopping this type of violence.
But how would he know? Because here's the thing. Yeah. One of the first reports that we saw that morning when I got up and came in here, the first reports were that the guard posted outside of the club had been shot initially, right? Well, they gave every impression, every indication that guard was armed. I later learned, the next day, in fact, the guard wasn't armed. It was just a guy standing there that says, "I'm security." Well, that was easy pickings. I mean, I don't mean to be so crass, but it was, right?
Sure. I mean, it illustrates a basic point, and that is you put a guard someplace, and he's going to be the first target that these killers go after because, you know, if there's any chance that that person may have a weapon, that's going to be the one person who's going to do it. In California is one of 11 states with concealed carry permits that ban you from having a permanent concealed handgun in a bar. Type area. And, I don't know how people can just ignore the fact that these killers, just time after time, 98% of these mass public shootings since 1950 keep on occurring in places where permanent concealed handguns are banned. I mean, in Michigan, you can carry your permanent concealed handgun almost any place. If these attacks were random, then 97-98% of the attacks would be taking place in areas where guns are allowed. Instead, they keep on occurring in those tiny areas where permanent concealed handguns are banned. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, these guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. If you read diaries or other statements that these killers leave behind, they know that if they go to a place where people aren't able to go and defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they could have otherwise. Just one other little point. Apparently, there are about six off-duty police officers who are also at this bar, but because of the local police policy that the police chief has there, when they go and visit bars, they also weren't allowed to carry their guns with them when they were off-duty.
You know, in most places, though, you know, if you're out, obviously if you're drinking, and if these officers were potentially drinking, then, you know, a concealed carry is not permitted when you're drinking. You're not permitted to drink in bars of certain sizes, or if they're designated more likely a bar than a restaurant. You know how the rules work. So that may or may not have changed. But I go back to some sort of an armed security. But for some folks, then, armed security, if you provide it, it's going to be cost prohibitive because for a small, this was not a small establishment, but smaller establishments might have difficulty with the price. That might be one argument back. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here to find a solution because I'm sick and tired of waking up to this. I think you are too. Because every time it happens, it's my rights that are targeted.
I mean, I can't tell you how upsetting and frustrating it is to me. We have all these discussions about gun control laws, you know, anything from background checks on private transfers to these so-called red flag laws and other things that wouldn't do anything to stop these attacks. They fight against the one most obvious policy that would be relevant to these things, and that is trying to make sure that somebody could quickly be there with a gun to stop these attacks. And, the rules across the country vary a lot. As I say, there are 39 states that allow you to carry permanent concealed handguns in bars or other establishments where most of their revenue comes from alcohol. And within those 39 states, it varies. Some allow you to drink up to essentially what would be the drinking limit for driving. Others say you can go in, but you're not allowed to go in and drink at all. The point is, as you look across any of these rules, no matter what the rules are, the concealed carry permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. They don't get into trouble. They don't. You just can't find cases where these permit concealed handgun holders are getting drunk and doing bad things in bars.
You just can't find it.
Right. And so, you know, I understand the optics. People say, well, you know, we don't want something bad to happen. I'll give you an interesting example. You know, the Pulse nightclub shooting. Florida is one of those states, like California, that bans people carrying permit concealed handguns in bars. Got a huge amount of attention, obviously. 49 people were killed in that attack.
Right.
But 10 days after that, there was a similar attack in South Carolina that you've probably never heard of. And the reason why you've never heard of it is because South Carolina is a state that allows people to carry permit concealed handguns. And the guy stopped the attack after the fourth shot was fired by the attacker there. And so, you know, he had like 100 rounds of ammunition on him, and he was stopped before he was able to go and kill anybody.
He wasn't able to use it. Dr. John Lott here from the Crime Prevention Research Center. I'll give you the last word here, doctor. What do you think needs to happen for the outcomes to be more like what you just shared instead of what we see popping up in the headlines from time to time?
Well, I mean, I'd like to see the media be a tiny bit more balanced. I mean, the media has a real impact on people's perceptions. You know, we have this claim that the United States is unique in terms of these mass public shootings. We're well below the average. We're just finishing up updating our past work up through 2015, from 1999 to 2015. The United States has about 1% of the world's shooters, even though we make up 4.6% of the world population. And we're well below the world average. And, you know, Don't mention, give news coverage to cases where mass public shootings are stopped by concealed carry permit holders. You don't give news coverage to the fact that these killers consciously pick those places.
Time after time they do. Dr. John Lott, they do. They go after the gun-free zones. We have to leave it there. If you want to find out more about Dr. John Lott's work, go to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.